The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Let's face it, houseplants just aren't very sexy. Sure, they're green and they clean the air, but they're often just very common-looking. Plus, many people get intimidated by houseplants, thinking they can kill any plant. Well, the latest houseplant trend changes all that. It's the tillandsias, or air plants. Tillandsias are types of bromeliads that naturally grow on trees in the tropics. What's cool about these plants is they don't need soil to grow. They get all the water and nutrients they need from the air, hence the common name. This makes them a good choice for the black thumb gardener in the family. Plus, they're just so darn cute, too. Air plants come in many different shapes and sizes. Some look like plants from the movie Avatar, while others look like an octopus. They can be mounted on wood and hung on a wall, or even inserted into a hollowed-out wine or champagne bottle cork. However, I think the best way to display air plants is in a small glass globe-shaped terrarium that could be hung in a room. These terrariums have good airflow, which is important for the tillandsias to get the nutrients and water they need. And it allows you to decorate the tillandsia plants with driftwood, moss, pebbles, colored glass, and other materials. It's part art project and part gardening fun. To keep them growing best, simply place the air plants in a bright room out of direct sunlight. Remove the plants from the terrarium every 2 weeks and soak them in non-chlorinated water for a few hours to rehydrate the plants. That's it! They're low maintenance and a great indoor project to do with your kids this winter. And now for this week's tip. Do you want to start a garden at your workplace this summer? The Department of Health, with the Vermont Community Garden Network and Gardener Supply Company, are offering employee garden grants for small businesses in Vermont. Check them out at vcgn.org. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about growing an indoor herb garden. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.